USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate holding a rare weekend session as debate begins on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
It's no surprise that the American Bar Association, which the minority leader has called the gold standard, gave her their highest rating. The chair of the Standing Committee on the Judiciary said in interviews with individuals in the legal profession and community who know Judge Barrett, whether for a few years or decades, not one person uttered a negative word about her character.
That's Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas. Senate Republican leaders aim to have a confirmation vote on Monday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in the battleground state of Pennsylvania on Saturday, also campaigning on the former vice president's behalf, former President Barack Obama. Obama campaigning down in Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail for one of his three speeches today. The president starting out in North Carolina.
In every meeting, in every situation, in dealing with every foreign leader, I am your voice, and together we are the voice of a great country. We are the voice of the United States of America, and we are respected again as a country, not like in the past where everybody took advantage of us.
President Trump with stops in Ohio and Wisconsin on Saturday as well. As California continues its push to go green, the struggle continues, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns.
Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than a million people on Sunday to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires as extreme fire weather returns to the region. The utility announced the move yesterday. The nation's largest utility said it could black out customers in 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
There's many across the country that are dealing with COVID in different ways. Lots of deaths are still going up. And then when you look at it, everybody can say that they know somebody that's been affected by COVID. And for small business owners, it's a matter of closing the doors or staying open. And we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
First pitch of Game 4 of the World Series set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern time on Fox. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-2 in Game 3 of the World Series, taking a 2-1 lead. The World Series being played at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.